Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's do it. Start of another week when it comes to Twins baseball. Welcome to Final Pitch. The phone number is 651-989-9226. And what we do on this show is we talk Twins baseball after each and every game during the course of the week. And we also do Final Pitch on the weekends, but I'm not here. Eric Nelson and Steve Thompson are. But tonight we'll take your phone calls. Twins win 9-4 over the Tampa Rays. And let me say this from the top of this show. The demise of the 2019 Minnesota Twins and their hot start to the season has been it's been greatly exaggerated over the course of the last week. That swoon that some say is coming, the other shoe that some fans are waiting to drop, it wasn't happening tonight at Target Field in front of the home crowd of 31,963 fans. The Twins won tonight's ball game 9-4, and it was a game in which the Twins looked like the Twins that we've watched the majority of the season offensively, putting runs on the board. And I thought it was a really solid effort from Kyle Gibson tonight. And I know that DJ wants to pose a question here in just a second, but the phone number is 651-989-9226. Love to get your reaction, your thoughts on what you saw tonight. If you're at the ballpark, if you're heading home right now, if you just listen to the game here on CCO. Kyle Gibson, let's start with the pitcher. 7 innings, 7 hits, 4 earned runs, 1 walk, 7 strikeouts on 98 pitches. And Kyle Gibson, I thought it was a really nice outing for him, and I thought that he was solid. He was cruising. He was just kind of cruising along until the Rays got to him a little bit there at the top of the 7th inning when he ended up giving up 3 of his 4 runs that he gave up tonight. But I thought all in all a really good effort from him and a solid start from Kyle Gibson. Eddie Rosario was really good at the plate, and I was just really hoping for him in the 8th inning when he had that fifth at bat, because he ended up with 4 hits on the night. 2 RBI, but I was hoping that he'd go 5 for 5. Wasn't meant to be, so he ends up going 4 for 5 tonight at the plate. Mitch Garver, another outstanding evening offensively for him, 3 for 5 at the plate, including a solo home run in the 8th inning. He had 3 RBIs. He's batting now 305. So Mitch Garver, we can look at all of the catchers because everybody has had their moments for the Twins this season, but Mitch Garver has absolutely been he's been crushing the ball. He's been awesome. He's been doing a great job. And I need one of those Garv Sauce t-shirts. I need to get one of those, DJ. I'm gonna need somebody to hook me up. I'll buy one. I haven't been down to the store lately, so but I need the Garv Sauce, because he's not only taking care of business. I've seen Rocco rocking the shirt before a couple of times, and that's a badass shirt, so I need one of those. Now before anybody out there, because we all have the negatives, right? And we saw them last week or last weekend that were talking about, oh, you split with the Royals. The Royals aren't any good. Well, first off, you split with them. You didn't lose a series against the Kansas City Royals, number one. Number two, if you look at the Rays, they're a good ball club. Everybody acknowledges that in the American League East. They face tonight Blake Snell, who, okay, he's been a little bit off his game this year, but he is the reigning American League Cy Young Award winner. So I don't want to hear anybody out there call up the show and say, well, Lake, the Rays aren't any good. That's false. Or that Blake Snell was some bum. No, that's not true. He's the reigning Cy Young Award winner. Tonight, he went 3 1/3 innings, gave up 11 hits, 7 earned runs. He had 1 walk, 4 strikeouts on 80 pitches. Okay? So I don't want to hear anybody try to diminish what the Twins did tonight. The Twins did tonight what they've been doing the majority of the year. And another shout out to Williams Astudillo, who 3 for 4 at the plate, But to me, the biggest thing was, and DJ, you were here at the ballpark tonight. How about that spectacular, that great catch that he made in foul territory, banging into the wall in the third inning? That was an awesome play, and I think it surprised a lot of people. You should have seen the look on Kyle Gibson's face when he made that play. So that was awesome tonight, man.
Yeah, that was fantastic. And, you know, Williams showed his, you know, what speed and athleticism he has, which, you know, was awesome in that play. And he looked like he almost took a chunk out of that wall. I mean, he really ran into that wall and knocked himself over, but caught the ball despite a fan being kind of right there in his grill and made a great play and had three hits on the night. So great night for Astudillo for sure.
All right, as we started off it, and we await your phone calls here, 651-989-9226. DJ, you did want to mm-hmm. pose a question here to kind of kick off the show.
Well, yeah, so often when you have a Twins win or loss for that matter, it's kind of easy to pick who the star of the game is, who's the yep. player of the game for the Twins. And tonight, I don't think it is. I think there's a handful of Twins who could be in that conversation. Gibson had a fantastic outing, and maybe until he gave up a few runs in his final inning in the seventh, you might have said he had to be the player of the game, but then, you know, ends up giving four runs total. But he's certainly in the conversation. We talked about Rosario having a four-hit night. Certainly that puts you in the running for player of the game or star of the game. Astudillo, who we just mentioned, three hits and a fantastic catch. And then don't forget Garver, who had three hits of his own and led the team with three RBI and also scored a couple runs. So I think, for me, those are the four players who are in the conversation. I'd love to hear from another Twins fan. Who's the star of this game? It's fun to have options, but who is the player of the game for you tonight?
And that's the reason why this team has been so successful this season, is that it hasn't been one guy, and you don't have to lean on one guy. It's been so many guys from the top of the lineup to the bottom of the lineup that have contributed to the success for the Minnesota Twins. So who was, in your guys' estimation, who was the star, the player of the night? 651-989-9226. Also take just your reaction, your thoughts about tonight's ball game. Twins win 9-4. Over the Rays. If we're going to pose it to the fans and we pose it to the listening audience, I might as well just go ahead and chime in with my player of the evening. I'm going to give it to Rosario. He almost had a perfect night at the plate. He goes 4-5 at the plate. And I just really thought that at the plate, he seemed so confident in every single at-bat. Now, I know that Mitch Garver, he hit the home run in the eighth, and he led the team in RBIs tonight. But bottom line is, I really felt like it was an Eddie Rosario night. Gibson, I would have given him the award, or you know, I'm giving him props here on Final Pitch. But I would have said that he was the man tonight. He did have that seventh inning where he gave up the three runs. But all in all, everybody contributed to the success for the ball club tonight. We'll start the show with Scott in St. Paul. What's up, Scott?
H. Lake, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, not very well. The thing is, though, too, is, you know, I don't, you know, like I told the producer, I feel like a Debbie Downer. Some part of me thinks this is the roof is going to cave in, but I'll certainly take this while we have it.
Whoa, hold on. Let me cut you off for a second. What do you mean, Scott, while we have it?
No.
What do you mean while we have it?
Life is good.
Like
I said, I'm taking the good. Hey, listen, I'm enjoying the ride right now. You know, I'm you know, but the thing is, though, too, is it's like this. What would you rather do? Hear the Twins wins and all this other stuff, or we can also be listening to Row the Boat rhetoric from Fleck or whatever. So it's like, hey, win Twins, baby, keep going. That's all I can say there.
All right. Thanks for the phone call from Scott in St. Paul. Scott's negative. My goodness. What is it about us? DJ, we can't escape the negativity. Like, we got to get this out of our heads. We win. Hold on. We end up putting another game between us and Cleveland tonight, and thank you to Hunter Dozier and the Kansas City Royals. He had a grand slam, what was it, in the eighth inning? Late in that ball game. So the Royals end up defeating the Indians, and now we're up by, what, 8.5 games? And we win tonight, and we're a little bit negative. And I'm not saying that Scott was overly negative, but we really do feel like the worst is coming. Like, we feel like the sky is eventually going to fall on us and cave in on us. The other shoe is going to drop. We can't do that. People, we have to understand that we're worthy of a winner. We are worthy of a winner here in Minnesota. Don't let anybody else out there tell you anything different. All right, 651-989-9226. Twins win 9-4 over the Tampa Rays. We'll take more of your phone calls next here on Final Pitch. All right, welcome back to Final Pitch here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Love to get your thoughts, your opinion, your take on tonight's ball game. Twins win 9-4 over the Tampa Rays. The phone number is 651-989-9226. The question that was posed before the break by David Josephson is, of all of the players tonight that had really good nights for the Minnesota Twins, who would you say is the player of the evening? Who was the player of the night? Who really stepped up and you thought brung it tonight? Several guys that were up for that. Or we could say we could look at Rosario. We could look at Garver. Gibson had a good night. Astudillo had a good night. Your thoughts, we'll gladly take it here on Final Pitch. Let's head back to the phone lines, and we'll start with Dave in Buffalo. What's up, Dave?
Hey, how's it going, man?
I'm doing awesome, Dave. Thanks for the phone call, man.
All right, so I got two things.
Yep.
One, I'm going to hop on the negative train, and I'm going to say nothing but negative things. That's the thing, right? That's what everyone wants to do?
No, that's not what we want to do.
No, I'm just kidding.
I would try to change it around.
So, number one, I'm going to have to go ahead and pick Rosario as player of the night.
Okay.
And my second player that we can't forget about is Polanco in that ridiculous hitting streak.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. Yep, yep.
Can't forget that. And then one other thing about everybody freaking out about, you know, the Twins losing or splitting with Kansas City. It's like my dad always said, they are all professionals for a reason. A record doesn't mean anything. You know, they're all in the big leagues for a reason.
Well, Dave, this is the way that I look at it. And I don't know if you agree with me or not with this, but just in my assessment, I get it. When you look at this team and everybody is like invested in a team right now, right? But if you invest so much, also exhibit some faith and trust. And I feel like you have to at least give that to Rocco because I think that he's earning that right now. But if you live and die with every single game, you're going to have so many people out here getting ready to have a heart attack. There's going to
–
you know what?
Down.
Yeah, this team is not going to win every single game. And they're not going to lose every single game. I mean, so there's going to be a roller coaster of emotions for some people, but I think for the most part, they have to pull it. And I hate to do this, but, you know, remember that Packers
team that's won a World Series? I guarantee you they had at least
– there's ups and downs, yes.
Game losing streak throughout that year.
No question. I hate to go there with quoting this guy, but remember Aaron Rodgers. I know he's a Packer, but he said, relax. Yep. You got to relax. So I feel like
exactly.
We got to relax right now. Yep. Yep.
Exactly.
Thanks for the phone call from Dave in Buffalo. So he's going to go with Rosario on the evening. There were a bunch of guys that had really good nights. Let's see what Steve in Apple Valley has to say. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Mr. Lake. Glad you're back in the market.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You know, at first thought, I was thinking, you know what? I'm going to give it to a woman call from you. I mean, if you look at that catch, he banged against the ball and he face-planted and held on to the ball.
He did. He did. And you know what was so crazy about that play? If you go back and look at it, because I saw two replays after he made the initial catch, because a lot of people in the stadium didn't realize that he caught the ball, right? Until remember when he got up and he threw it back and then everybody kind of like rose up. It was like, great, good catch. But when he banged into the wall, and if you looked on the replay as he's falling, he did a double clutch. Did you see that? Where he kind of made sure that he had secured the grab.
He did a double clutch, and he also took a face plant. I mean, his left cheek hit that ground, and he still maintained the ball.
Well, I mean, the ground's hurt, not Williams Astudillo.
But for me, I got to give it to Garver. He went 3-for-4, home run, 3 RBIs, 2 runs. Plus, people forget he called a great game. He kept him under control.
Yep. So you're going to go with Mitch Garver?
I'm going Mitch Garver. I had to give it to him. He had a great night, and not to mention he came off an injury, and he's been sitting for 4 or 5 days, came back and didn't lose a swing or lose a step.
Yep. All right. You got no complaints here, Stephen Apple Valley. Thanks for the phone call, my man. 651-989-9226. That is the phone number if you want to weigh in here on Final Pitch. And let's go back a week ago, and we can mention this as well, DJ. Garver – he's got to be the king of the squats when it comes to the Minnesota Twins, because remember that he had the 17 inning game last week, and I know that I was a tired soul and I didn't even do anything. I just sat up here in the press box and watched the game, and all those guys are down there. They're just they're you know going out there and they're hustling, they're trying to make plays, and they're, you know, they have the at-bats, and they went through the grueling 17 innings. And then also over the weekend, people can't forget, they had another extra inning game against the Kansas City Royals that they ended up winning. So a tiring week, and I feel like the day off yesterday came at just the right time for the Minnesota Twins. And I actually and I mentioned this today with Paul and Jordana. I love the fact that we're this close to the All-Star break, because that is going to be a great time for, and I know not just for the Minnesota Twins, but for other teams that have been fighting tooth and nail to get into a position to be in first place, but realistically for the Twins to get them that rest and recovery that we know that Rocco loves giving his guys.
Yeah, I think you talk about Garver. Another thing to think about is often we see catchers sit on, say, like a day game after a night game because they don't want to catch two games in the course of a day. He caught basically two games in the course of 6 hours. I mean,
I know.
It's ridiculous.
I know.
It's ridiculous. So, yeah, great that he got the next day off, and he got another off day just yesterday. So hopefully the Twins are getting the rest they need, and hopefully that will help them down the stretch here.
Yep. All right. The other thing that I will mention before we get to Mario and St. Paul here on Final Pitches, there was the situation tonight. We'll get more updates. It sounds like it's not going to be anything major with Max Kepler. He's been my Mr. Underrated guy for the Minnesota Twins here this season. But he took one right there on the elbow tonight, and he left the ball game, was replaced by Jake Cave, who came in and replaced him. But it sounds like the initial X-rays, there's nothing structurally problematic for him and the Twins, and they're going to do, I think, an MRI tomorrow just to make sure that he's good to go. But we'll keep you updated on Kepler's situation sometime tomorrow. 651-989-9226. Let's head back to the phone lines. Mario in St. Paul, you're on Final Pitch.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for taking my call.
No problem.
I think about my dad, who is unfortunately not have passed on and everything.
Okay.
But I remember back in the time when I was just a teenager back in 87 and 91,
yep,
when the Twins won the World Series in 87 and 91, I would wake up and see a paper laying on my door that said the Twins won the World Series. That's the way I remember calling back to my time. That, you know, knowing that the Twins won, you know, I didn't have, you know, this day and time when it comes to all this technology and everything. The only way I would know that the Twins won back then was a paper laying on my doorstep saying that the Twins won and everything. And I truly believe that the Twins are going to do it this year. I truly believe that. And although my dad is dead and gone, I think that the Twins are going to do it, and it's going to be a great thing for my dad. I think that it's going to be something great for me to sit up here and think, man, if my dad was only still here living,
yep,
and breathing and everything, he would be so glad to sit up here and think that the Twins did it back in 2019.
Yeah, hey, thanks for the phone call from Mario in St. Paul. I will say this, that in my condolences to Mario on losing his father, there are a lot of memories that we all have when it comes to Twins baseball. And, Dave, when I think about Twins baseball and I think about the championships in 87 and 91,
mm-hmm,
now, 87 was special, right? Because, you know, I mean, at least for me, that was my first moment as a young kid seeing a team that I rooted for, you know, win a championship, okay? But I'm going to tell you what was more fun for me. 87 was awesome,
mm-hmm,
but 91 was more fun for me. And Mario just brought it up. He said that, you know, about the, you know, going and getting a newspaper and the Twins win and all that stuff. 91 was more fun for me just from this standpoint, that I was a freshman at Morehouse College in Atlanta. And who did the Twins beat in 91? They beat the Atlanta Braves.
That's right.
So it's me and my roommate Malik Edwards, my roommate Chris Robbins, and all the other Minnesota guys. There were seven of us that attended Morehouse that year, that went in that same freshman class. And we were all excited, and we were all pumped, and we were all proud Minnesotans attending that institution, because when you're in Atlanta and it's all about, you know, the Atlanta Braves and it's all about what's going on there, right? we were the ones that were like the outcast. You know what I mean? And yes. Seriously. And I remember the you know how like you when you're away at college, you get the care package?
Mm-hmm.
I get the care package from my mom and dad, right? And what's in the care package? A Homer hanky. A Homer hanky. So I'm running around and I'm taunting the Atlanta fans with the Homer hanky. And my mom and dad sent a couple more Homer hankies for my roommates and everything. So that was like a great moment that I'll never ever forget. That was a special year, 91, just knowing that away from home, you know, there was so much going on in Minnesota. I think that was the year of, what was it, the Super Bowl, you had the Final Four, and we had a World Series. And for us to be able to from afar, celebrate a World Series championship against in a town in which that other team that where we were living at the time, Atlanta, they were part of the World Series as well. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it doesn't get any better than cheering on your team to victory as you're watching everyone around you, you know, wallow in despair.
Exactly. All right, 651-989-9226. One more segment of Final Pitch before we start late night. We could take your phone call, and also before we're out of here, get to the good hands play of the game. Twins win 9-4 over the Rays. We wrap up Final Pitch coming up next segment here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. All right, the final segment of Final Pitch here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. 651-989-9226. The Twins win tonight over the Tampa Rays 9-4. So for all the haters, all the I want to be negative, the sky is falling, the Twins are just, they're not going to go anywhere. We're not good enough to beat the Yankees. We're not good enough to beat. Stop it. 8.5 games you lead in the AL Central. Let's just chill out for a second. All right, 651-989-9226. In just a couple of minutes, we'll get to the good hands play of the game. But let's head to the phone lines and let's chat with Carol in St. Paul. What's up, Carol?
Hi, just got home from the game. That was a fun game.
It was a fun game. I know, right?
Yeah. I think my player of the game is probably Rosario, but Astudillo is an absolute hoot.
You love him, huh?
Yeah, every time he plays. And, you know, when they sent him down, granted, you know, the team still won, but they didn't look as good.
There's a certain energy and a certain swag that he brings to the dugout, and I'll say the same thing about Byron Buxton.
Yeah.
I know that Jorge Polanco is the best player on the team mm-hmm. right now, but I feel like the most valuable guy is Buxton.
Boy, you know, yeah.
But you like La Tortuga.
Yeah. Oh, that catch he made, and then when it showed. When it showed the dugout and Barrios and I don't know who else, they were just howling. They were laughing so hard.
That was fun to see. That was fun to watch. That was fun mm-hmm. to watch. And
yeah.
Tomorrow, your guy is back on the mound.
I see that. I hope he's better than he was last time.
See, Carol, don't do that. Don't do that, Carol.
But you know, the whole team didn't play that well down in Kansas City. Granted, they split, but. And I think it's all a result of that 17-inning game.
Mm-hmm. They were a little bit tired. Yep.
You know, I look at the fact that it took me like 3 days to recover. You know, I'm not playing baseball.
I know. I said that earlier, too.
The next day.
See? So now we know how it feels, right?
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah.
All right, Carol. Thanks for the phone call.
Okay. Bye now.
Carol hangs out here. She's here all the time. She's here every night for Twins baseball, so I got to give props to her. She has to be right now the leader in the clubhouse for best Minnesota Twins fan that calls his show. She calls the show religiously. I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
And she's always here. She's here every game. So she supports.
I love during that 17-inning game, Carol called me during extra innings, like in the 14th inning, just to kind of check in and see how we're doing and see if we're still going to do Final Pitch. You know, she'd been there for hours and hours, and Carol and I just chatted off air for a few minutes, and then she called back at 2:00 in the morning and joined you on Final Pitch.
See, that's what I'm talking about. One big happy family. All right, let's get to the good hands play of the game.
And the 1-1 pitch, a fly ball left center field and deep. This one back towards the bleachers, up and gone. Garver, a home run, is 12th. 9-4 Twins.
All right, props to Mitch Garver. He hit another home run tonight. That was awesome. That was a lot of fun. That was icing on the cake there in the eighth inning. So Mitch Garver, the good hands player of the game, brought to you by Allstate. Are you in good hands? We're in great hands right now. The Twins are up 8.5 games on the Cleveland Indians, who lost tonight to the Kansas City Royals. The Royals team that you guys are upset about because we split a series in Kansas City. Yeah, they beat Cleveland on the road, by the way, tonight. So now we lead the division again by 8.5 games. 9-4, that's the score. We beat the Rays. Back at it tomorrow night. Jake Odorizzi on the mound for your Minnesota Twins. All right, stay tuned. It's over for Final Pitch, but we go late night coming up next year on News Talk 830 WCCO.